Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Rena in the house. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello. Hope you're well. What type of climber and hiker is Rena Sargentopoulos?
A climber and a hiker?
Yeah.
A non-existent one?
Non-existent. So if Dave and I called you and said, Dave recently ventured to the Afton State Park, where there's some elevation change, right, Dave? It's been a little bit for me.
It's a hilly spot. You're not climbing like a mountain, but
yeah,
you're going ups and downs.
Would you say, yeah, that sounds fun, exercise, or no? I don't need to do that.
Oh, I would totally do that. I love getting out in nature, and I do actually enjoy exercise, so I would totally be up for that. It's just not something I would ever think to do by myself. And my daughter is terrified of anything that is flying in the air. So bugs and things are not our friends.
Okay. So like bugs?
Yes, bees specifically, but she thinks everything is a bee.
Okay. So how do you get your daughter outside then?
It's really tough in the summer.
Wow. That's
how this topic changed.
Yeah. Well, that's a hard one. I mean, I don't want to just, I want to get to this climbing story about Mount Fuji, but I want you to know your daughter obviously matters a heck of a lot more. Has she felt this way forever?
Well, she's been stung several times, and while not officially allergic, she's ended up in the hospital three times.
Oh,
so
man.
Legitimate fear of bees. And summer's hard because there's bees outside, and so there's always like, I'm going to go play, and then 30 seconds later, tears, and the door slams, and she's inside, and she's like, I never want to go outside ever again. So,
plus, she's disrupting your mom's afternoon drink time, too.
I mean, duh.
Yeah.
5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Yeah. What do you do now going forward with that? Because you want her to be outside, but you don't want to put her in a position where there's so much anxiety and fear associated with it.
Yeah, it's a struggle. I mean, she loves, water. And so, if you're going somewhere for swimming, she's a little more likely to be calmer. But, again, would freak out if there were bees. But I don't know. I don't know what you do. It's just something that we deal with. And it gets worse in the summer, obviously, because there's more outdoor time. And obviously, there's bees, which don't exist in the winter, thankfully.
All right. So all the best to your daughter.
Thank you.
Hope she's able to overcome this. So this involves a 27-year-old Chinese student who decided, I'm going to climb Mount Fuji. I mean, seems pretty impressive. They received the first call for help on April 22nd. Told first responders developed altitude sickness and that his climbing irons were damaged and he was airlifted from the slope. Good to know, right? So then...
Yes.
4 days later, April 26th, he realizes, I forgot some stuff up there. So guess what he does? He climbs up again, and guess what happens? He once again gets altitude sickness. He's found by another climber and had to be rescued once more. I make Rena Sargentopoulos the Czar of Mountain Climbers. Czar of Mountain Climbers. Congratulations.
Thank you.
At what point does Czar Rena say to this individual and another individual, enough is enough. You're on your own. We're not going up over and over and over again. How many times?
Oh, we're done now. We're already done.
We're done.
Yes, two times is enough. Like, once I get, but, like, twice. Okay, you clearly are unfit for this situation, so we're tapping out. There should be someone at the bottom checking IDs, just saying like, nope, not you, sir, not today.
Okay, so let's stay with this, Dave Harrigan. Czar Rena is saying, said 27-year-old, goes back again, says, I can overcome it, suffers from altitude sickness. Czar Rena is saying, good luck. This person could perish. This person could die. Rena is not going to get him. Is Dave Harrigan, associate czar, can you really... It's I don't think a czar really wants an associate.
No, there's Kozar? Mutiny about to happen at any moment.
You don't want to be Kozar? You can be Kozar.
Yeah, you could
Bernie?
Be Bernie Kozar. Yeah,
yeah, Bernie.
We're racing. We're racing for that.
Wait. Joke. Bernie Kozar went to your high school?
Yeah, older than me, but yes.
In Pittsburgh?
In Boardman, Ohio, but yes, Pittsburgh.
Bernie? Wow, how about that when we go with the dumb Kozar joke and then Rena's got a nugget? Bernie Kozar.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's like a third of your audience who even remotely knows who this is.
Could you get Bernie on with us next week? We'd love to have him on.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Yeah?
I wonder if I can use the Boardman-Spartan connection.
Go
hey, you don't
Spartans.
Know me. But
do you have the – can you give us the fight song real quick?
I actually think I can.
Okay, let's go.
Run, run on down the field, men of white and maroon. Don't let them get the ball. We're going to win this game real soon. Hey, 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 fight on to victory. Something, something, something. That's it. That's all I got.
That's very good. Very
you
impressive.
You music, and I'm likely to remember it. But if you ask me anything about any point in my history, I will have forgotten it.
Yeah, like as an example, where's your daughter right now? No idea, but I've got the high school fight song. Okay, we're...
Priorities.
Were you just an interested student? Were you an athlete? Were you a cheerleader? Why does that come to mind so quickly?
I was in the band.
You were in the band? Oh, that's right. I think you told us that. Which instrument again?
Clarinet.
Clarinet. 0 to 10, Rena in high school, working the clarinet.
0. I was really bad.
You were really? Were you just required to be in the band?
No, I just like it was like you start something and then I think I quit in like 10th grade after I was like, I don't know how to play this thing. And I'm just marching around on the field.
Were like, you one of those that like puffed out your cheeks pretending to play but didn't actually blow into the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't puff out your cheeks when you play the clarinet.
Yeah.
So no, I did not do that.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's why Dave wasn't in the band. You know,
I was a percussionist.
Would your parents, when they would hear you say, oh, Rena, you are excellent. You are making so much improvement. Or would they be
no.
saying, oh, my God, go outside and practice?
No, I don't even think anybody would have been like, hey, you should probably practice.
We
I don't know. It was the-
we know you've reached your peak right here at ineptitude. Is that what it was?
I don't think anybody cared. I just think they're like, whatever, go to school, don't go to school. I don't care.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. All right, let's pause on that upbeat note. If you're if Rena's now been dismissed of czar of altitude, czar of climbing, how many times can a person go up to 10,000 feet where they could die before you say, too bad, we're not getting you. You're on your own. Text me. Let me know. 651-461-9226. Pending the cough. Pending the fact I slept 30 minutes last night because my insomnia just crushed me. I'm going to golf today. I'm going to try to overcome this stupid right side thing. It appears I'm just falling apart, doesn't it? Is that really what's going on?
More than appears.
Exactly. It's been an okay run, but it's over. Part of the reason why I can golf is my sessions, my times, my visits, 25-minute session, a 50-minute session at StretchLab.com. 11 locations. Whether for me, I have the tight hamstrings, the tight glute, the lower back will grab me. They help me a lot at StretchLab. And when I've hurt my intercostal muscles, overrated, get rid of them, they've helped me out also. It doesn't matter if you're somebody in your 50s like me, you're in your 20s, in your 80s like Dave, you want to run, you want to play golf, you want to do it as well as you can, or just you're not that physically active, so you want StretchLab to help you out. They are there for you. And right now, because you're listening to this spot with their trained specialists half off your first visit. I've been trusting them for 6 years. You should also. StretchLab.com. Is this an hour show today?
Three full ones, baby.
You want to explain to Rena your insipid bumper music theme today?
We're embracing the It's Gonna Be May meme.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be what?
May.
It's gonna be May.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't encourage him. Please.
You know you love it. You don't have to pretend you don't.
Rena gets to leave, and I have to stay. So
I know, but I will say I literally just watched, and I say the word literally too often because my daughter says it now all the time.
Yep.
I just watched something on Instagram. It's this woman who does these funny videos, and she just did one about that whole boy band situation and him saying May instead of me at the very end. And that's why I found humor in it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Dave is providing joy to you on a regular basis. What does that say
about that?
What does this say about your life?
Not much.
Yeah. Your Linda's Time Check is 12:53. Time to get free installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters before the spring rains hit. By the way, it ends today, so you better reach out to Andy
Linda's.
That's
because tomorrow it's going to be May.
It's going to be May. Yeah, yeah.
I'm all in on this one.
Rena's daughter sounds traumatized. Might it be because of Baxter? Is it possible it's not the bees, it's the dog which is torturing your daughter?
Nope. It's the bees. Yep. She still loves that dog. Every time she goes on to hug him or anything, I cringe. I'm like, please don't. Just walk away.
When is the last time your daughter was bit by Baxter?
It's been a long time. I mean, he's on the
last
week. Prozac now or whatever it is. No, it's been like a year probably.
How many drugs is the dog on? Just Prozac?
I think so. Just one day. One little pill and a little
you
puppy
don't
food.
Know if the dog has
like
a fix, has
he
a
might
fixer,
find more.
Has a fixer around the corner.
He walks around the corner, looks back to see if I'm watching. Other dog opens its coat.
Oh my God. That is so good. Okay, on the climber and the altitude sickness, just stay off the mountain. Go for a swim. Yeah, I mean, if you're getting altitude sickness on a regular basis, I'm going to stop it. But we have this debate a lot in our country where someone does something reckless, Rena, and it can be very, very expensive. And it's
yes.
And it seems like there can be debate about it. Should you charge the individual? And that some counties and cities, maybe states will, but not enough. I think you have to get the person. You can't just say, go ahead and die. But
right.
You might be up there and say, what's your Venmo? Okay, where's your credit card? Because we're here, but you're paying for this or else. I agree with that.
You can't leave somebody, but at some point, you know, like I said, there's obviously no one at the bottom of the mountain checking IDs to make sure this guy can't go up again. But at some point, yes. And you're also putting other people's lives in danger, right? Because I can't imagine a rescue like that is just like, hey, it's just like, let's go for a jog for 10 minutes. Like, no, people could die coming to rescue you. Like, at what point is someone else's life worth, you know, not worth what yours is? Like, that doesn't even make sense to me.
No, Dave.
Yeah, so charge.
Yeah. Dave, we've had those stories where individuals have, rescue teams,
mm-hmm.
firefighters, police, specialists in this area have died because someone was reckless and really didn't care if somebody had to help them out. And sometimes they express that afterwards in just a callous way, right?
Yes, we have. And, I mean, thank God for the rescue people that go into those situations, but I'm kind of with you. You want to go up a second time? Sorry, swipe the credit card before you go up.
You've heard of
the hold the funds.
Yeah.
We won't charge you yet.
Texter, you've heard of the no fly list? This person sounds like this individual should be on the no climb list.
Yes. It's just how do you police that?
Yeah. Now, somebody's saying you should get your dog off the Prozac and take him out for a walk because of what's happen with them. I appreciate that people are interested, But if you've had a dog with a lot of issues, and we know medicine can help, I have no problem with what you're doing. Because I know how much you love the dog. You've been incredibly loyal. But you're worried about what your dog does. And medication helps.
What's the other option? So these people are upset that we have the dog on medication?
Yes.
Because there's a ton of people on medication for lots of varieties, friends. I mean,
correct.
Also, I'm not going to put the dog down,
no.
But it does make him less anxious and he's less likely to bite when he's on this medicine. I'm also less anxious and less likely to bite when I'm on my antidepressant.
Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, if people explore options and it turns out medication helps them out, bravo, 100%. And I know you explored multiple situations here. And if
we've explored everything.
Yeah. This wasn't just, hey, bit once. We'll just go for it right away. I applaud you for what you're doing. All right. We got to go.
Okay. Fine.
Enjoy the day.
You betcha. You too.
Rena, right here. What's next? How about a little CBS and then Susan Jones on the home of the Twins, CCO.